Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing today? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gil Baggin. And we pray that you've had a blessed and awesome week since the last we spoke on this show. This week our topic is teamwork. We want to find out what the viewer's perspective is on teamwork. You know, it's very important to model and teach teamwork in the home as well as community. What do you think as a unit can we do to have a stronger effect on our community in regards to teamwork? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, like, it's a lot of stuff that's going around today that's negatively associated with teamwork. You know, I want to get some positive input on what you feel teamwork is and how we can effectively incorporate it into our homes, into our communities, into our schools, into every facet of our life. Because we know that as great as a basketball player as Michael Jordan was, he couldn't accomplish any of those trophies by himself. He had to be a collective, unified member of five people all striving toward the same goal, and that was to win a championship. So that's what we're about today. We're about to launch on a discussion on how we can lay up in effectively teamwork and network and associate and affiliate with each other to bring about a positive mental, spiritual, financial community upheaval of change. Because we got to have a change in our communities. We got to have a change in our country. We have to have a change in the direction in which we're going. And it's going to require a lot of teamwork. It's going to require a lot of people working for the same common goal, for the benefit of all mankind. And we're just asking callers to call in and share your viewpoints. You know, let us get to know what you're thinking about. Okay? And, you know, we're always looking for, you know, someone else to step up, you know? And we're always looking for someone else to be that big person, you know? Sometimes, you know, it don't take a big person. Sometimes it just take a team, a little bitty people, you know what I'm saying, to accomplish a monumental, you know what I'm saying, successful thing, you know, to do something that's really, really great, man, you know? And that's what we're talking about today. And again, well, you know, we have people's attention today. I want to speak on a sadder note because one of our comrades, one of our team members, you know, his wife, she lost her mother. And we want to send all our love and all our condolences to the to Hawkins family. His mother, Christina Hawkins, the wife, Christina Hawkins, her mother, Jamella Ruth Page Anderson, she died. And so the repast, the funeral is going to be Friday, April the 15th. And the repast will follow at the Yahweh Shiloh First Church, located on the corner of 4th Avenue and 38th Street, across from the fire station. That is located next to the Sebastian Community Center. So we want to send all our condolences to the family and let them know that we're with them in their grief, and that we love the family, and we just hope they're strong enough to understand that, you know, that, you know, this is not our reward. Earth is not our reward, right? It's a higher calling, you know. And she's up there, she's with the angels, and she's smiling down on us because God has called her home for a warrior, that has showed tremendous strength and faith and confidence in his teachings. So we just ask you to lay up here and pray for the Hawkins family. And we want to just thank you all. And again, so today we're talking about teamwork. And, you know, teamwork is really important, because a lot of people have it misconstrued as to what they think teamwork is, because, like, you got a lot of gangs that think that what they're doing is called or considered teamworking, you know? And in a rough sense of the expression, okay. But is it the righteous kind of work that we're talking about? That's not what we're talking about here, you know? We're talking about modeling teamwork in a way that it takes multi-conglomerate associates to lay up here, bring about one common goal to benefit the greater number of people. We're talking about the teamwork that's going to unify and solidify all that's positive in our culture. I mean, we live in a great country. You know, I mean, you know, hey, all right. We know that, you know, we got things that's wrong in every society, in every facet of human endeavor. There's fault. You can always point the finger and say, well, hey, something is wrong there. Something is out of joint there. Something is not right over here. You know? But, you know, like, we know, we think about teamwork in a means of our faith. And, you know, we say, well, hey, my faith teaches me that I'm not supposed to lay up, you know what I'm saying, and put my confidence in no man, because, see, man has limitations. You can give me your word that you're going to do something and do no fault of your own, just the fickle faith of faith. Something can, you can blow a tire, you know what I'm saying, get held up in traffic, you know, airplane fall from the sky, you know, a death, anything might prevent you from laying up here doing what you said that you wanted to do, even though you had the best intentions on doing what you wanted to do or what you promised to do. So what we're saying is this, is that there's nothing perfect. Everybody can lay up here and point a finger at something, you know. But when you look at the whole totality of the whole picture, we live in a great country. We live in a country where you're free to basically say what you want to say, to express your ideas, to indulge in the religious practices that you want to. You know, even though as crazy as some of them may be, and some of the different philosophies and different ways of life and stuff and saying that we enjoy here in America, you know, it's still, some other people might, you know, derive some type of measure of satisfaction out of it, you know. Who am I to say, you know? But what I am saying is that, you know, we have people over there in fighting these foreign wars and stuff and saying for the right for democracy, for the right for the human individual to lay up here and have his right to vote, his right to lay up here self-expression, you know. So this is what I'm talking about with this teamwork, you know. We have politicians that make the different legislative rulings that govern us as a society. That's just one arm of it, you know. Then we have those and stuff and saying who implement those laws and those legislative rulings and decisions. That's another arm of it, you know. Then we have us as the daily citizens who comply, you know, to those rules and regulations, laws, and stuff that is handed down by our government. So it's a big old massive teamwork that we involve in networking every day. So what I'm asking you is that how important is teamwork? You know? No, you got to be heard. Your opinion matters. You understand? So I'm asking you to please participate, you know, in this discussion that we're having today. Because it's very important. Because we have to lay a pin. We have to come with innovative, provocative, and bold and challenging things to stir up a revolt in our community. And that revolt I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, it's got to be a revolt of teamwork, people networking with each other to bring about a common mutual benefit for everybody, for our children, for our parents, for our schools, for our communities. You know, we've got to lay a pin. We have to start taking the bold step toward innovative thinking, you know, because a lot of things that we do in America, you know what I'm saying, are very challenging, you know what I'm saying, very innovative, you know what I'm saying, very individualized, you know. What about a corporate effort from the whole community to push out negativity? Like, you know, like to get together and stuff and say it's formed like a block clubs and block watch teams and, you know, block social clubs and stuff like this here to lay a pin and push out various elements of our community that's no longer welcome in our community. See, because, like, it says that once you know better, you're supposed to be able to do better. You know? So we're asking today, what is your opinion about teamwork? So, this is Blog Talk Radio, and we're asking your opinion today about teamwork, because, like, I'm in an organization. And it's the Mad Dads. And we firmly are committed to teamwork. See, because we know that a catcher can catch his own pitches. He's got to have a pitcher can't catch his own ball. He's got to have a back catcher, right? To throw that ball back at him, you know? Third baseman, first baseman, second baseman, and stuff. Just saying, it's all a part of a team. The outfielders, you know, everybody's working to lay a pin. You know what I'm saying? And put those perfect defensive plays together to get the other side out, so they can get back up at bat, so they can lay a pin and put their offense in. So this is what we're asking today. We're asking about what type of team are you on? You understand? Are you out there trying to do something? You know, or are you just sitting in the background waiting for someone else to live here and ask you to come in into the game? You know, because if that's what you're looking for, we have all type of social and non-profitable organizations that are needing volunteers, big brothers and big sisters. You know, Minneapolis Cares, Bold Options. All these are community-based organizations and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that are looking for team players. There's someone who wants to readily get involved in the everyday activities and the functions of our community, into the lives of our children. You know, we have all these schools in our communities and stuff, you know what I'm saying, they're looking for the PTA, for people to become functional members and attentive members of their organizations, to help build student communication and lines of communication with our kids and what they do inside those classrooms. We have, like, neighborhood watch groups that's looking for active participants to deal with the various crime elements that we have in our community. So it's always something that you can do as an individual that can lay up here and put you on a team that's doing something positive. So, hey, call in and let me hear from you today. Because this is Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Gil Baggett. I'm finding it very ironic that we have so many organizations, church organizations, political organizations, non-profitable organizations, that here in our community, and we have a call on the line. We have a call on the line. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Trying to get this call on the line. Call on, is this the call on the line?
Yep.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
how
you doing,
sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Okay, that's good to know.
All right, so that's good to know. Okay.
Yep.
We got, you know, our topic is today?
Yep, teamwork.
Our topic is teamwork. How do you feel about teamwork?
Well, right now I feel like teamwork, in order to make it into this world, you have to actually work together to get things done, you know.
All right. So you said you have to work together to get things done?
Yep.
Okay. So what do you see in some of the things that need to be done?
Well, I feel, as being a youth growing up in North Minneapolis, I see a big gap in teens right about now, far as gangbanging, taking education seriously, and just respecting each other. And I feel in order to bring this to a stop, we have to get more teens and community people just like me to put together our brains and come up with a game plan.
Okay, okay. So have you ever indulged in, like, trying to, like, network with other affiliates in order to let people accomplish what you just said?
Yes, I have networked with a lot of, you know, people, teens, other teens, as far as gangbanging and different things like that. I have networked. I have talked to them. I actually have hanged out with a couple of them just to see. I actually took a couple of days out of my time and out of my life just to see what they actually observe. And I observed that they need more things to do, which will kind of lay off on that. And, you know, just things like that.
All right. All right. And so in your observation, now you're talking about going out into the community, actually laying a bit like, laying on the block and just observing different gangs and youths and just hanging out?
Yep. I actually went on the block, took my time, and took risk just to hang out on the block with a couple gang members and a couple gang groups. I took my time out of my life and actually observed and just spent like a day or two with them and just observed what they do and how they do it. And then I sat back and was writing down notes on how I could help make them better and help make a change.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And so through your observation, I mean, like, you know, like, were you with like a team of people?
Yes, I was with, I had a couple of my group. I got a group actually called Successful Entertainment. And I started this group because I, you know, as things went on, I observed things in the community that needed to be done, more as teens need more things to do, more positive things to do, fun things that they enjoy to do. So I started this group called Successful Entertainment. And basically what we do is we throw teen events, teen parties, block parties, and just different type of things like that just to get teens more active and get teens more involved. And my group is made based on a teen and youth group. So, you know what I'm saying, I try to get things going for youth and teens to do in the community, keep them busy, so they really won't have time to go out into the streets. They really won't have time to do this, sell drugs, you know.
Okay. So, I mean, so what type of collaborative efforts from the other organizations? Did you find that you got assistance from them?
Well, I called a couple other organizations, and like state representatives. My uncle Bobby Joe Champion, he's a state representative himself. I actually sat down and talked with him and Keith Ellison about how we can come up with something, you know, to help. And I told them my game plan about my group, Successor Entertainment, and how we were going to, you know, throw teen events and things positive in the communities, keep teens busy, doing things positive and active, working on parties and block parties and things that they like to do.
Because, you know, we just went up to the Capitol and we talked to your uncle about the homeless situation. You know, and he's very, very proactive in the community, you know. And he's one of the most prolific team workers that we have in the political arena, you know, because like he collaborates with a lot of people to get a lot done on that north side, you know what I'm saying? And here in the Minneapolis, you know.
Yeah.
So because I know that he's very active and he's very supportive in the Girls and Boys Club on the north side, you know. I know he's very supportive of the urban ventures endeavors with the Mad Dads, you know. So Mr. Bobby Joe Champion, you know what I'm saying? He has the right name. He is a champion. And I think he's a champion of teamwork. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, what type of impressions did he give to you early on in your life that brought that made you to be such a community conscious as you are?
Well, actually, me and my Uncle Bob, I always took my Uncle Bob footsteps. Anyways, I looked at him and seen that he was doing something positive, and I went to some of his, being a lawyer, I went to some of his meetings and different things like that. So it always helped me to, you know, just observe what he do and how he do it. And I just thought about, you know, helping the community. He's helping the community. I go to some of his meetings and try to help the community myself.
Yeah, so you work with the Girls and Boys Clubs too.
Yes, I do. And my vision right now is to my group called Successful Entertainment. We're going to start this group called The Rescue Kids. It's going to be a group of kids where we try to rescue up North Minneapolis and rescue up communities to try to build communities up and make them better.
215-9260. Yeah, so you say you're gonna work here in North Minneapolis, huh?
Yep. So I'm gonna start a crew called the Rescue Kids under my group called Successor Entertainment. We're gonna start this crew called the Rescue Kids for this summer. We're gonna start and we're gonna get a group of kids, teens, that's willing to basically give back to the community, pick up trash, go to parks, help out at parks, and just different things like that. You know, just always giving back and helping the community as much as we could.
Okay. We have another call on the line. Caller.
Hi.
How you doing? Hello? Hello, caller? Caller? Hello? Caller?
So, let's see.
I'm trying to get this other call online. I hear what you're saying, but I'm trying to get this other call online. Things won't. Hello?
Okay, that's
how you
take your time.
Okay. No, don't leave now. I'm just getting this other call. Caller.
Hi, Gil.
How you doing? How you doing, caller?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So you know what our topic is today, right?
What now?
You know what our topic is today?
I heard it was teamwork.
Yep, it's teamwork. So what's your opinion about the teamwork?
While working in the shelter system, I think that teamwork is essential, and without it, we can't run the...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still online.
You're still online? Yeah, I'm trying to get this other call on the line. I'm having problems with this machine. Hello, Nicole,
okay.
Are you still online?
Take your
Nicole, you still online?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah?
Yes.
Can you hear?
Hello, how you doing, Carl? Well, we have a caller from Mississippi on the line. She really helped me this week. And so Carl, how you doing?
Hello?
Hello? I said, you know what our topic is today?
No, I don't.
All right, our topic is teamwork.
Okay.
Okay. So, and we're talking about how teamwork is effectively moving in the right direction to change the different negative drive of our community. You know, but we're focusing on. Did you hear our first caller? How she was explaining how she's a community activist and she has this group of kids.
I caught the tail end of the conversation.
Oh, did you?
Hello.
All right. So, no. I said, hello. How you doing? I said, you from Mississippi, right?
Yes, okay. Well, I'm not originally from Mississippi, but I'm here now.
Okay. So we have another caller online. Caller.
Yes.
All right. I don't want you to leave now. Now, caller, I just got a call from Mississippi. Now. I know you're not originally from Mississippi, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so I heard you from you just came in from overseas.
Yes, I did. Actually, I'm in the military, so I'm actually down here visiting my granny.
Oh, we're gonna give you big ups, you know, because you're out there. You know what I'm saying? Like you're trying to keep this, you know, fighting for the freedom of our country, the right for us to live up here and be individuals in the United States, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
try, at least.
Oh, I hear that. So, I mean, so by you being an active member of the, what are you, in the Army?
No, I'm in the Air Force.
Oh, you're in the Air Force. Wow. So you know what teamwork means?
For the most part, we can't get our job done without it, actually. Especially when we deploy to places like Iraq, Afghanistan, stuff like that. Everyone depends on everyone else to get the job done.
Oh, yeah. So does that teamwork that you involve yourself in overseas, is that for the collective protection of all the troops?
Right, of course. I mean, if you think about it, no one does the job on their own. They can take credit for it, but it doesn't happen that way. So we basically, the way the operation runs in the military, I mean, you need one person for the next job, you know. So, I mean, there's people that keep accountability of, you know, the team that's there. There's people that fly them in. There's a medical team there. There's a dental team, you know, like there's different groups of people there that actually help to get the mission done. And basically we all work together in order to, you know, bring about, I guess, the positive to make sure that that everything is complete the way it's supposed to be.
All right. Excuse me for a minute. Now, Ms. Champion.
Yep.
Did you just hear the call I was just talking to?
Yes, I did.
And she's talking about the military idea of teamwork.
Yes, that's really great.
So I mean, can you think about what you said about like putting all these kids together for this summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's going to take a tremendous effort of discipline for you to lay up here and utilize the forces the way that you want to lay up here and attack the situation, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. So, Huh?
You can go.
Hello?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
No, what I was saying is that you know, are you going to be doing this here through the park districts, the YMCAs?
Yep. We're going to go around to park districts. We're going to work with the police station and different organizations of Minneapolis and just kind of go around helping pick up trash, just working together, getting activities at parks, more activities at parks besides basketball and things like that, more after-school activities, summer programs, and different things like that. So we're going to try to work with the youth bus and a couple other organizations out here, you know, just to try to build us up, build our youth up, because the youth are the future.
Okay. I called from Mississippi. Hello.
Uh-huh. Hello, I'm still here.
So you got off into the Army through by way of the ROTC.
For the most part, I did a little bit of ROTC when I was in high school, but I wasn't that big into it. So, I mean, after I graduated out of high school, I thought about the military some more, just, you know, as a way of life and making money for myself. And it actually was one of the best decisions I made. It's actually helped me to basically be independent on my own, and not just, you know, the structure-wise, but financially and, you know, for the education part, you know, they pay a decent amount of money for school and stuff. So it's actually been a really good help, and where it's visiting different countries and meeting different people, it's actually been really great.
So what age did you actually, you know, join the service?
I actually didn't join until I was 19. You have people that come in right after high school, some at 17, some at 18. I didn't come in until I was actually 19.
Of your personal observation, do you think it was a good decision?
It was one of the best decisions I've made for myself at the time. I mean, like I said, after high school, I mean, I really didn't want to go back to school. You know, a lot of people after high school go straight into college. I didn't want to do that. I want a small little break. I'm not, you know, I'm into, you know, education, but I wasn't big on it at the time.
Okay. So the decision that you did make, though, you felt it was a good decision. Amen.
Right.
All right. Let me add another call on the line. Please stay on the line, caller. This other call I have on the line is 0271.
Yeah, that's me, sir. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, VJ?
Great. What's our topic today?
Our topic is teamwork. We have we have Bobby Champion's cousin on the line, a community activist from the North Side who's getting ready to activate some youth organization directed toward getting the youth off the street and providing positive activities for them this summer. We have a United States soldier from Mississippi on the line that's giving her expertise, opinions about networking and teamworking in the Army, you know. So
okay, well. Well, that's great, and all I want to say is that those things are important. Those keys are important. We need more soldiers on the streets. We need more soldiers out in the community. And the big thing that I've been fighting is that we need solidarity, and we need unity, and we need togetherness, and we need to go back to that 60s mentality where brothers and sisters are shaking hands, loving each other, and blessing each other. We got to stop the hater, all that haterism that's going on from city to city, from country to country. And I just believe we teach our kids that, how to love each other, whether you're Somalian, you're African, or African-American, that we're going to have a better chance at our future. So I'm going to thank everybody for calling in. I just wanted to blend in right now and chime in on that, but I think that's the biggest thing that we've got to start doing before we leave this earth, is teach our kids how to be unified. God bless you, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
God bless you, too.
Okay. So Ms. Champion.
Yes.
So did you hear what VJ said?
Yes, I did.
So what's your opinion about that?
Well, I think that he explained everything, really. But what I got to say on that, you know, we just got to work together, get together, and come up with a game plan, like I said, and come up with something that we can all handle and just take it step by step and day by day.
Okay. And I'm Mississippi called.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm intrigued with this whole military thing, you know, because, like, you know, at first, you know, everybody's left here and have a negative view of blacks joining the Army, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you saying it has become a positive endeavor for you.
Right, correct.
You know, so would you advocate black youth to lay up here and look at the Army as a feasible career?
Yes, I would. I mean, I'm in it, and I'm, like I said, I enjoy myself. Different countries I visit, the opportunities have actually opened up for me. And if you consider what the alternative is, I mean, of course you can find a job somewhere, but I mean, you see a lot of, you know, our black youth on the corners and stuff like that. I mean, if you think about them standing on the corner versus them in the military or, you know what I'm saying, them trying to, you know, get money other ways, then, I mean, of course, the military is a great way. Even if they had, like, a successful, you know, job or something, they can do, you know, military, they don't have to do it full-time. They could do guard or reserve, and it actually still helps them or aids them in what they're doing, whatever their career choice is, you know. So, yes, I definitely say it's a go.
Okay. So you wouldn't be opposed to, like, coming into the schools and talking to the youth about alternative, you know, directions in a career training?
Correct.
A career thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, we have another caller. We have a caller, a number 2801, who's that?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Gil, this is Lucas.
Hey, Lucas, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Hey, man, you know, God is good, man, every day.
All the time.
That's right.
So I heard the topic today is about teamwork.
About teamwork, bro.
Yeah, I just think that in order for any business or organization or any movement to be successful, that it takes a group effort, man, and we need to come together as a collective whole, regardless of our differences or of our individual understandings, you know. And in order to do that, it has to start with us respecting one another, you know.
Were you on the air? Did you happen to hear Miss Champion when she was talking about the organization that she was trying to start for the youth this summer?
I heard you speaking to VJ about that.
Yeah, and I think you and her are speaking on about the same line, you know, that is a respect aspect that's got to first be established amongst all organizations, because you know
right.
BJ was talking about the embracing all organizations and stuff, all organizations and all ethnic and racial divides within this city need to come together and start acting like they are humanly connected.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know? So we got to all start respecting each other. We got to all start loving on each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, like, remember, I don't know, I mean, like, you know, I'm from the old school, but I can remember the love sit-ins and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we need. We need to have a campaign to go around and say, give a hug to somebody every day.
Right.
Yep. You
know, to put some love in somebody's life, to tell these kids and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that their lives are worthy, you know what I'm saying, that they are relevant, you know?
Yes, sir.
And I think that once you live here and you start putting back off into the our kids' minds that they are important, that we do recognize them, you know what I'm saying? Their voices are being heard. That I think that we can lay up here and change some of the negative thinking that we have in this city. You know?
Yeah.
See, because we all know that through experience that hurt people.
Yeah.
You know? So we got to lay up here and start getting off into this healing business. And I think that's what Miss Champion, with her, you know, by her being a youth leader, and I see a lot of love in your voice, Miss Champion. So is that one of the things that you're trying to emphasize in your organization?
Yep.
Well, I respect what she's trying to do. You know, anytime that anybody comes along and we all have the same common interest in mind, you know, I'm all for that. And you know, I got nothing but love for Miss Champion and the other lady that called from Mississippi.
Okay.
And we need to continue doing our work regardless of you know, what people might say or think about us.
That's right. We got to, you know, like remember that song, that old Christian song, say, "Onward, Christian Soldier."
Yes, sir.
You know, we got to just keep on, like, you know, like, this is a war that we've got to win.
That's,
you know,
right.
This is the war that you can't just have people who just going to be spectators, you know.
That's
they're
right.
Just going to let this hang around the sideline and just look, you know.
That's right.
And Mr. Champion, I really commend you for willing to work with the police, because that's a very, very touchy feeling in Denver.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys go, but you guys have a blessed day.
Yep, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Lucas.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, Mr. Lucas. See you tonight. Yes, yeah, so Ms. Champion, again, I said I want to commend you in your efforts and being strong enough to say that you're willing to work with the police.
Yep, and I know that's kind of a hard situation in our community these days because, you know, things go on, things happen. And another situation that I would like to mention about teamwork is this Friday they said that we're supposed to get a government shutdown.
Yeah.
And we came up with a plan. The people at the White House, the Democrats against the Republicans, worked together and came up with a budget that fits everybody. And they came up with something, and they agreed to something, and it wasn't a government shutdown. Teamwork right there.
There you go. That's teamwork. We have another caller. We have a caller of 3245.
Yes.
Oh, how you doing today?
This is Billy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Billy, how you doing, brother?
I'm okay, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man.
Amen, amen.
So what's your viewpoint on this teamwork thing?
On teamwork?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, you know, it takes teamwork, you know, to build a community. It takes teamwork to build a house, you know. The more hands, the better it is, you know. Two hands are better than one hand, you know. Four hands are better than two, you know. It takes, and you know, we all have different gifts, man, and God has given us different gifts. And with those gifts, man, we put them together in unity, you know. And that, mm-hmm. that helps build the house, man.
Hey, so you are a mad dad, and you work on the Metro Transit,
right? Yeah.
So you ride what do y'all call it, the Peace Bus?
Yeah, we ride on the Peace Bus.
Okay, so what type of teamwork does it take in order for you to be successful in what you do?
You know, we on the Peace Bus, we do security on the bus. And our goal is to protect the elders, protect the children, protect the women, and just keep peace on the bus. And, you know, each one of us have a gift. We know that if a person come on there and he got an attitude, Damien is a man of authority, you know, and we know each other's gifts. We're not going to come in between each other gifts. We know if there's a problem with authority, we let Damon deal with that, you know, but we all come together too if we have to, you know, to get things under control. But we, like me, I'm a person of love and compassion, and the brothers know that if somebody's seeking love, then they got to send me to that brother, you know. And if there's some brothers on there with jail mentality or something like that, you know, Gil is a brother who know how to deal with that situation. And we understand that, so we send Gil to that person to deal with that situation. But as a group, we all come together and get things under control, you know, and it works out fine every time.
Okay. So we have another call on the line. Caller, this is 3731. Hello? Oh, that's you. That's you again. Hey, Tasha.
Huh?
Hey. So, sister, I know you from Chicago.
Right.
You know, and I know you know about the various gangs that exist in Chicago.
Mhm.
You know, and now you in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, visiting your granny.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any time to observe the social environment down there?
Actually, no. I've only spent time with family, so I don't know. I haven't had a chance to actually go drive around and see, you know, the interactions with the people and stuff. No, I haven't had an opportunity to do that just yet.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you, could you give us some type of comparison of the the level of hospitality or greeting or hostility or whatever exists out there in Mississippi, you know? Because we know in Chicago it's kind of like everybody for itself, you know? All stand back at you and stuff, you know? And like what Miss Champion was saying about working with those Northside youths and stuff, that, you know, since I've been here, you know, they always try to portray the North Side as the bad side. Is that you think that's about an accurate statement, Miss Champion? Hello, Miss Champion?
Yep.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but it's been my experience that I don't really see the North Side as being that hostile.
Well, I have something to say on that. Well, the North Side is actually a pretty good. We just have to, you know, just work together a little bit more, you know, polish some things up. But at the same time, we got to realize that we're not going to be perfect, and we just got to take it step by step to try to make things better as much as we can.
Okay. Okay. So what others, you know, like, I mean, like, what other, do you have, like, like a territory or a boundary that that's going to lay up here, like being outlined as a target for your organization?
Well, I want to start. I really don't have a boundary. I want to just start in North Minneapolis, of course, because that's where I'm from. That's where I grew up at. I want to start there, polish that up a little bit, and then eventually just expand all over nationwide, try to help as many people as I can, you know. And
also,
and work with many organizations as I can to try to, you know, make things better. I'm not just looking for it just for North Minneapolis, but I'm willing to go out and reach out to others, not in North Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, even St. Louis Park. I'm willing to go out there and reach for, you know.
Okay, okay. So this is like a national youth movement that you're trying to activate.
Yep, a national, yeah, something like that, national youth movement. I want to get a group of youth that's willing to go out in communities, talk to different gangbangers, groups, and things like that to see how we can help them. Actually sit, observe, talk to them, and just see how we can help them and how we can work together to come up with a game plan so we can all have peace and justice in the world and in our community.
You want to listen? I already talked. You want to talk? You can't.
All right. So Billy, Mr. Hawkins.
Yeah, hello.
All right, so I'm, you know, I said we can hear you very well there, sir. So you got somebody else that'd like to speak?
Yeah, my wife would like to speak.
All right. Now, how you doing, Ms. Hawkins?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, we put a plug out for your mom.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And we're putting a big shout out, you know what I'm saying? We know that you're having a funeral service held at the Yahweh Shield of Faith Church, right?
Yes, that's what a repast going to be, following the funeral service. The funeral service is at 1 at Thomason and Daughtry on the 26th, on the corner of 26th and Park at 1.
Okay.
So following that, we're going to have a recess at Yahweh Church on 38th and 4th Street.
Okay. So, we're going to extend our condolences to you and your family, you know.
Appreciate
and you know, you got a lot of love coming from the Mad Dads and coming from all the individual people that we know that really love your family and really love your husband, you know what I'm saying, and your children. We hope that you make this, you know, you make a peaceful passage through this, you know.
Amen. Yes. I know. You guys are
okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for letting us be a part.
You're welcome.
So now what was getting ready to say about this for the teamwork?
Well, teamwork is just a necessity. I couldn't have got through what I'm going with now without teamwork. You know, and that's even in day-to-day life. To me, that's with anything. I mean, sports is a good way to use that as an illustration, but it trickles into everyday life, whether it's on the job, whether it's in family setting, because if it's no teamwork, there's no communication, no rapport, no balance, because at some point, people who are in your inner circle ought to be able to, if you have a good sense of teamwork, that means you done shared time together, you done fellowship, you done went to lunch or dinner or breakfast together. Families have got to know one another. So animosity diminishes when it's effective teamwork, I guess, if I could say that.
Yeah, that's about as clear as you can say it.
Yeah, and it doesn't, you know, you can be around a person whether they are emotional, not emotional, whether they're going through some frustrations and happy times, sad times, without having animosity, without feeling, you know, a person's being targeted or left out. When there's teamwork, you allow a person to have a space and you can still be right around them without letting it affect you in a negative or at first way. But when you don't have effective teamwork, you can still have an inner circle, but it's always chaos. Somebody's always saying, well, did you see what he or she did? Or I don't like when they said that. Or I don't like, you don't have a form of understanding from a bond sense of point. It could be siblings. It could be five siblings that never can get along because I feel, you know, and I say that within people I've seen within my own family, out, you know, or outside of the circle. Until that teamwork, until people just submit to the teamwork and do their part in trying to build a good relationship and rapport, you can be around each other all the time, but it's always some mess or some confusion, you know, without effective teamwork. So I'm not saying people don't get along, but it's how they get along without effective teamwork. And sometimes you have to be taught that. Sometimes you have to go to therapy. Sometimes you have to go to med dad. You know, sometimes you just have to go to places and get some help to show you how to have it because you've been doing it your way so long that the whole family or the inner circle is just dysfunctional and they don't even know it. They have
no clue.
They have no clue or understanding that things can operate and flow much better, but you need someone to guide you with effective teamwork. It takes a team. It takes when a mother has a child, it's going to take a team, whether it's one other person or three other people. It takes a team to make a child. It takes a team.
That's right. It takes a team.
It takes a team, and that team needs to be taught how to be a blessing to one another, if I can say.
Yeah, you can say it. And again, did you hear our call from Mississippi?
No, I didn't get a chance to. I apologize. Sorry.
No. She's in the military.
Okay.
And she says that she got into the military to broaden her opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that she's saying that the military has become a demonstrative way for her to lay up in and express and share teamwork with her fellow soldiers.
Mhm. Mhm.
Right. So now what I was trying to say was that a lot of times, like Miss Champion said, she said that she was working through her organization with the Minneapolis Police Department.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? And we all know that the Minneapolis Police Department, you know what I'm saying, has a negative reception in our community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, especially amongst our youth.
Yeah.
But she said she was willing to work within the police department to bring about a radical change.
An effective change
in our community, you know.
Yeah.
And our neighbor. And our Mississippi caller was saying that she used the military as a means of a disciplinary in her life in order to change her life to give her more options.
Yeah.
So do you understand what I'm trying to say here?
I truly understand what you're saying. Yes, I do.
Okay. So, Ms. Champion?
Yep.
I want to commend you on what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel, you know what I'm saying, that that knowing that the pedigree and the linkage that you come from, that you're going to be successful in this endeavor that you're seeking out to do this summer. And I'm hoping that, you know what I'm saying, that you have open arms for the Mad Dad, for the Urban Ventures, and that we can work together today, this summer, to bring about some reflective, conscious changes in our community.
Yep, I hope that we can work together and get some things going in our community, and try to work together, get youth off the streets, doing things positive. And before I get off the phone, I would like to end it to all the youth out there and all the people out there. Education is the power of success, and that's the only way we can make it, and we have to work together to get things done and work together in North Minneapolis to get more schools, get more people involved in things that need to be handled and issues that need to be fixed.
Amen. Amen. And I want to preach. I want to, again, thank you for calling and sharing this information with us. And I want to give you all the support that I can give you, because, you know, like, you know, we're going to run across each other this summer, because, you know, we all in the same business.
Yep.
And so I'm just hoping that, you know, that that we can bring about a change in this community, because these communities and this city is worth saving.
Yeah, you know? We can and we shall.
We can and we shall. Amen.
Yeah.
And Tasha.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so I'm after the show over, I'll call you again. Okay. And I really appreciate you calling and sharing with us, you know what I'm saying, your experience in the military. And just,
uh-huh.
Where are you going? I mean, when you leave Mississippi, where are you going?
I'll go back to Saudi Arabia, and then after that in September, I'm headed to Japan.
Wow.
Oh, you're going to Japan. What about, are you going down and help those people that got in that tsunami thing?
Basically, I mean, of course we have a couple bases out there, but the main focus now is to restore the country, you know, with the soldiers that are there, with the dependents that are there, and actually just the surrounding community. I mean, we're basically there to help to restore and rebuild the country.
Okay. Well, you're doing wonderful things, you know, and that's just to show you the amazing grace and the amazing power of God, you know?
Right. And then before I go...
Huh?
Before I go, I just want to encourage, you know, of course, speaking about teamwork and the youth and stuff, I want them to not limit themselves to what's in front of them. There's so many opportunities in the world, whether it be through the military, schooling, YMCA, you know, get involved in what you're, you know, in the areas, and get involved in any community outreach, because that's where you build, you know what I'm saying, character. That's where you build, you know, saying networking and stuff. That's where it starts. And to, you know what I'm saying, get out of the norm, and get out of, you know, standing on the corner or whatever there may be. It's good to open up your understanding and your mind to other different nationalities and other different things that you can, you know, progress and to push yourself forward to do better things. So.
Hey, man. Hey, Tosh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, whoever thought you were saying we come this far from what was that street? Hey, what was that street on Humble Park, Hirsch and Spalding?
Uh-huh.
I said, well, who thought we'd be laying up here, you know what I'm saying, you in Saudi Arabia, me here on this radio?
Yeah, I know, right? God can do wonderful things.
Amen. Amen. So, again, this is Blog Talk Radio, and we're just so humbled that y'all call in today and y'all share y'all ideas and opinions about team working. We want to thank Ms. Champion for gracing our microphone today. We want to extend our appreciation for Tasha for laying up, you know, saying defending this country and stuff for us and stuff. We again ask you to lay up here and keep the Hawkins family in your prayers. And we just want to lay up here and say, man, together we can make a difference. It's teamwork.
Amen.
It's coming together for one common mutual gratification in accomplishing something that's going to lay up here and set forth a positive direction for our children. We have to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and become conscious of what we're doing. So with that, I want to lay up here and say, God bless everybody. God bless and sustain you in all of your endeavors that you have today. So amen.
Amen.
All right. Oh. Hey, Tosh, you still up?
Thank you. Hey. Thank you. Thank you. You want to hit, huh? Do what? Oh. You want to hear my letter to Oprah? I said, you want to hear my letter to Oprah? Yeah. I said, do you want to hear my letter to Oprah? All you got to do is listen. Oh, bye.
Hi, Sharika. This is Brandon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
As far as my internship date there, what date would I have to be available to come? Like, just get my hours complete.
Okay. So,
I know we have
talked about that a little bit, about the Tuesdays and...
Tuesdays, right. Because the real reason why I'm asking, because I got my school schedule.
Okay.
And Tuesday morning from 8 to 10:15, I have a case management class.
Okay.
So, and then my other two classes are online. I can do those classes whenever.
So...
But when...
You're saying you're not
going to
be able to make Tuesday morning?
Yeah, what time is Tuesday morning, What time would I have to be there?
Well, you know, I'm a little confused because I know we, as in you and I, sat down and talked, and then you, I, and VJ talked. And
right.
Then VJ and I talked, and, I mean, well, when the three of us sat down, we had kind of gave you all the times, and I thought you created the schedule for that. And so he said that he was going to talk to you, so he did, and I was under the assumption you guys already had all that worked out. So I don't know
I can work it out with school then, because I was just making sure that that was the only day, because that's the only day I have school. So I can work that out with no problem. I was just making sure that there was not like any other days besides Monday, you know, like the staff meeting.
Okay, yeah, we, you know, staff meetings was a must, and then the Tuesday evening meeting is what you were going to, everything else we can kind of work around, I guess.
Right. Right, yeah.
You know, and I guess it all depends on how, see, because, you know, he, I don't know what all is your duties going to entail with this whole Festival of Father's Peace. I don't know what he has you doing. I don't know how much time it's going to consume, so I really can't say.
Okay, because I talked to Diane. And,
I know, so okay. Information, yep.
I'm meeting with her Friday to get all that information.
Okay.
And then I can go from there, so...
Okay.
I'm going to let them know Friday after I get with her on what I need to do. And then I'll let them help me with that. But I was just making sure, you know, I can work that. My schedule out with school on Tuesdays is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
I just want it to be something that, you know, works for you, but I can't tell you what's going to really work for us because I don't know exactly what you're doing.
Right, right.
So there's only so much that I can say.
But the most important thing is to keep my Mondays and Tuesdays open, right?
Mondays and Tuesdays. And that's Tuesday evening. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you could go to school in the morning on Tuesday, that would be great. I don't want you to miss any school. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, but what's Tuesday evening, what, 5 to 7, right?
Yeah. So I just don't want you to miss any school, you know, due to that as well, but...
Right, but if I could take... Right, I see what you're saying. Because then if I was going to say I switch it to night classes, hold on.
Then you're gonna miss the Tuesday evening.
Then I would miss, right, then I'll miss Tuesday evening, So.
Keeping your Tuesdays, it sounds great, you know, and then that way you can show up for Tuesday evening meetings, you know what I'm saying? So you're not really knocking anything out of the box. You're still able to make the most important things, and that's your schooling on Tuesday morning, and the Tuesday night meetings, and then Monday, Saturday. Those are our critical things that, you know, are a must.
Okay.
Everything else we can kind of work around.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's cool. Because, I can work around, like I said, my other stuff I can do online.
Okay.
And work, I can work around because I still have my weekends to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then my wife can work, you know, she's been taking up more hours, so.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah.
So it sounds
and
like it'll work.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll call Friday.
Okay.
With you and meet you and let y'all know what's going on there.
Okay. Great. All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Minneapolis Mad Dash, Sharika speaking, how can I help you?
Hi, Sharika, you're probably back here in my
voice. I spoke with Wendy yesterday and was put on the schedule for April 20th at 2 to 4:30.
Okay, because she couldn't remember the date.
Oh, okay.
She wrote it on something, but I'm the one who's keeping track.
Okay,
so she
okay.
She couldn't remember what the dates were. And I'm like,
okay. No, we are so good. Don't worry about it. So yes, it's Tuesday the 20th. Is it a Tuesday?
Yeah.
I know it's the 20th.
The 20th.
Yes, the 20th. The 2:30 to 4 is 2 to 4:30.
Would it be just yourself or with DJ?
DJ won't be joining me because he has previous engagement. So it'd be myself and possibly I'll bring somebody along just to introduce them to that whole piece.
Sure.
But other than that, it would be just myself.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, you
have to
have a
birthday. Yes, ma'am.
You have a good one.
Okay, you
thank
too.
You.
All right.